Illy feat. Rabel with Mirror here on The Takeover on Life FM.
Yes, and right now, Holly and Maz with you, it's time for one of these.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly K Naturopath joining us in the studio tonight. Kelly, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
That is so good. Your hair looks lovely.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I just had a haircut.
Yeah, it looks very nice. Of course, tonight we are just absolutely just, you know, we've got the Matilda's stuff everywhere in the studio and, you know, it's a little bit hectic, but we're very keen to talk with you about nutrition and health as we always do. And tonight we thought we would kind of tie it in with what's happening with the FIFA Women's World Cup. So, for those who are feeling perhaps inspired to go and do some more physical exercise after watching the Matildas and all of the female soccer players, what would be your tips when it comes to healthy eating and I guess, exercise?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we all know exercise is good for us.
Yep.
Although the word exercise can be a little bit triggering for some people. So, you know, I like to talk about movement and physical activity. Sometimes people are a little bit more warm to that.
Yep.
But yes, if you are feeling inspired, we know how good it is for us, both our body, but also our mental health as well, which we've talked about a bit in other times.
Yep.
So at the moment, the Australian guidelines recommend that we get about anything from 2.5 to 5 hours of exercise a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's moderate exercise. So if you're doing high intensity stuff, you do a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I guess that works out to be about half an hour
a day.
Yeah. So it's not too bad, I suppose.
No, that's achievable.
Yeah. Wow. However, I guess it depends where you're at because some people absolutely love to go out and go for a run or, you know, do their workout. And for other people, it's quite a chore. So I always recommend people, if you're starting, you know, if you haven't done anything for a while and you want to get into it, my tips would be, number one, ease into it slowly. So pick something that is realistic for you. Pick a goal that's realistic for you. You know, don't go, I'm going to walk 2 hours every day.
Yeah.
If you haven't been doing anything, but maybe it might be 15 minutes. Something is better than nothing. So don't underestimate your, or don't downplay your achievements, but set a goal that's realistic that you know you can achieve. And then the second thing, which I think is absolutely key, is finding something that you enjoy. And often when we talk about physical activity and staying healthy, people think automatically of the gym or going for a run. And not everybody is a gym person.
No.
Not everyone loves to go for a run. So finding something maybe a little bit out of the box. Maybe you like to dance.
Yeah.
Maybe you like to swim or do acro aerobics or, you know, those types of things that that might be good,
I know that something like dancing can be really fun because it's also very social. If you're doing sort of like ballroom dancing, you might dance with a partner or a friend, or if you're doing, I know you do a lot of dance, Holly. I know that you dance and you are really good friends with the people you dance with because you've gotten to know them so well.
Yeah, exactly. We do hip-hop dancing, which is really cool, and we get to like come together and just be in a group, which is really nice.
So I think, you know, combining that social aspect is also really good. For some someone like me who I feel like I don't exercise unless I have that motivation to do it because someone else is also counting on me. Like, you know, if it's a beach walk or whatever it is, if you've organized to do it with a friend, that friend is relying on you. So you kind of feel a bit more accountable. You're like, oh, I don't really want to, but okay.
And it makes it more fun.
It does.
Well.
And the time goes quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And that social aspect is just as important as the physical activity for our mental health as well. And classes can be really good for that type of thing as well. You know, having something that you're accountable to that, you know, you've scheduled into your week can really help you be a bit more consistent. So that's, another great way to try and ease back into, I suppose, get something regular into your week.
When we come back, we might chat a little bit more about food.
Yes.
And exercise. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover with Kelly Kane, naturopath, and Holly and Maz, talking all things sports, well, exercise, sports, physical activity and food, health, health and well-being for tonight's Wellness Wednesdays on Life FM.